podcasts. It's like radio, but it's not on the radio.
Ray looking to throw to the end zone. Back shoulder throw. Touchdown! Bear down! Jesper Horsted, Princeton University. That is 6 points. Oh, I am fired up on that one, guys.
WGN Radio presents Hogan Johns.
Meanwhile, we got Eddie P with another kick, and it is good. Jim, we're going to the Super Bowl. Oh, Horsted, he's got it. I can't believe this kid.
It's WGN's Adam Hogue.
Are they built for speed or for comfort?
Hey, Ma!
You rode a boat, son.
The meatloaf.
And from The Athletic, Adam Johns.
Hold up, buddy.
With all due respect, sir.
Did you order a cold red?
I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
T-minus 5, 4.
Here they are, the Adams. Hogan Johns.
Oh, boy. Just enough doubt. Just enough doubt to not make you feel great about the opener next week when it comes to the kicking position.
They're not cutting Eddie Pinheiro.
Oh, I'm not talking about that. I think Eddie Pinheiro is going to be the kicker, but how good do you feel about it? How good do you feel about Eddie Pinheiro lining up for, heck, even his first extra point next week after what you saw tonight?
I would feel a lot worse if he didn't make 3 consecutive field goals from longer distances.
Maybe. Still none were longer than 39, right?
Still. They went through
that
the uprights.
That should be automatic.
They went through the uprights. Looked pretty good.
Welcome in, Hogan Johns. 4th preseason game in the books. This is our post-game episode. And let's be honest, not much to take away from this game except for the kicking conversation, which remains the biggest question mark. Going into cut day, going into week 1 against the Packers, really, there have not much has changed from the end of last season in that regard. And here we are. So Eddie Pinheiro tonight. By the way, follow us on Twitter at Adam Hogue, at Adam Johns. Read us WGNradio.com/Bears. The Athletic. The Athletic app. You know that whole thing. Eddie Pinheiro misses the extra point. And let me be clear. I'm willing to kind of give him a pass on that. Obviously, something bad happened, like his foot, his planting foot or something. He shanked that one so bad that you almost give him a pass for it.
I was going to say, would you give him more of a pass are we harder on him because it was uglier? Or like the Titans kicker?
I think all misses are... No, I think all
No, that was ugly. That was really ugly. That was like towards section 120. And that section 120 is not behind the...
Section 120 is in the corner.
Yes, 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 yes. That was bad. It was an ugly, ugly miss.
Didn't Robbie Gould have a field goal like in that really windy day against the 49ers where it just blew like straight sideways?
Yes, he did.
That's what Eddie Pinheiro's extra
Robbie Gould is... He's not part of this conversation right now.
Well, what
right?
I'm saying is that was because of the wind. This was not because
this
of the
was
wind.
A complete shank.
Yes.
One of the worst shanks I've ever seen, but...
All right, more importantly, do you think Eddie Pinheiro's the kicker next
yes,
week?
Yes, yes, absolutely. If I'm reading the tea leaves of Matt Nagy correctly...
And we're going to play that for you here in a little bit.
Yes, he was asked a very adept question by our colleague from the Chicago Tribune, Rich Campbell, about adding a kicker with this being a short week, in a sense. Getting familiar with the operation with Patrick Scales and Pat O'Donnell, bringing him into the culture, what would that be like? And Matt Nagy basically said that, yeah, that will be, you know, not good.
Yeah, it'd be risky.
Yes, there would be some risk involved in it. So,
however, he also did not completely commit to Eddie Pinheiro, and he said some things could happen in the next couple days.
Yes, what that is, I don't know. What would change their mind about Eddie Pinheiro at this point?
Only if there is a list of kickers, or a kicker even, that they've identified from another roster that they either think could come available or they could pull off
they
a trade
They had
for.
Identified Corey Vedwick, as a possibility for this competition, and he's been god-awful up in Minnesota.
And 0-for-3 on field goals.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal. He also whiffed on a punt return tonight. Pretty embarrassing.
And quite frankly... Wait, he what?
Oh, he whiffed on a tackle and a punt return.
Oh, okay. I was like, what's he
not
doing?
Not even whiffed, like slipped.
What's he doing returning
just
punts?
Just flailed out there for a tackle.
This Corey Vedvin guy could do everything.
Not good, but
except make field goals.
Could you imagine being the Vikings at this point? Like, what the heck do you do? We gave up
trouble.
A fifth-round pick, not an option, or one with conditions like the Bears wanted to give up. A fifth-round pick for this guy, and he can't beat out the guy we wanted him to beat out, Dan Bailey. He's missing field goal after field goal, struggling in practice, and he's whiffing on tackles on special teams.
Not good.
Not good. Not good.
I think Eddie should be the kicker next week.
He's earned it.
I think he's earned it. I think he bounced back tonight. Boy, everyone, you had to be pretty worried there when he missed that first kick as badly as he did. Because yeah, it was so bad that you're just wondering, all right, is this a mental
thing? But also because it was so bad, like you said earlier, like you're wondering what the heck went wrong with the operation. You know, these guys are professionals. They don't miss that bad without reason. This is in high school football.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, bad misses are like ugly misses like that are few and far between, I feel.
All right. I got to take issue with some Matt Nagy stuff here. The honeymoon's over. I'm calling for Matt Nagy to be fired. No, I'm just kidding. But I was 100% serious when I tweeted, as the last drive of the game is starting, that even though the Bears were down 4 points, that they should treat it like they were down 2.
Come on.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this argument. Why not?
Why would he be thinking about that?
Because the biggest question mark on your roster going into the week one of the season is kicker. Is it not?
Oh, my gosh. I think it would be outrageous if he attempted that field goal to lose a game. I know what you're saying.
So you're saying that winning the fourth preseason game is more important than getting your kicker.
I know what you're saying, but I just think it's... I know you guys kind of ribbed me a little bit in the press box, and I said it's like the dishonorable thing to do, but it's almost like there's some hypocrisy involved in a decision like that. You know,
this game
didn't
matter.
You don't think that way. I get it, but they don't think that way. They don't operate that way.
Well, he proved that.
The more egregious one is if you want to argue about whether or not they should kick field goals in the waning seconds of a preseason game, it's the one where they went for it on fourth down and successfully moved it from a 50-yarder into, you know, scoring territory.
Which he said was 2 yards beyond what they had cleared to kick.
He said they're playing it like a real game. So if you take that thought of what you had, what was that, the second quarter to the end game situation, you know exactly what they're going to do.
All right, well, let's hear...
There's just some absurdity to the decision.
Let's hear what Matt Nagy had to say about Eddie Pinheiro and his decision making here, and then I'm going to come back and explain myself.
Well, we're going to continue to work through it right now. We have a couple days here, and you know, part of that answer right now, from what I've seen, is I've liked what I've seen. You know, so one of the things is, so he comes out and he misses that extra point, and right away everyone, you know, we all you know, one of those deals of the, you know, here we go again. But what I thought was pretty powerful is that he came back and made the next kick, and then made two more after that. So it's not how you start, it's how you finish. I like the fact that he came back and made those. It would have been nice there at the end of the half too, to maybe get one a little bit longer, but that's how it goes. As part of, we learn as a team that, you know, the false start there can take 10 seconds off the clock. So that's a teaching moment for us. You know, I like what he's done so far, and I'm proud of the kid.
And you talked about knowing that he's not going to make every kick.
Yeah.
Do you have a sense of, if he is your kicker in week one, how much patience you're going to need to have with him in the
right season? So for me, if he ends up being our kicker week one, then I will definitely have some patience, because if you don't, then there's that stat that I talked to, I think I mentioned to y'all before, and I don't know if you all went and dug up who those kickers were, but there's some interesting numbers with kickers that have struggled coming out of the gates that are now Hall of Famers and Pro Bowl kickers. And so if I don't have patience at that position, I really think we're chasing the cat's tail, and that's not what I'm feeling. That's not what I'm all about, and I know our coaches aren't about that. So there's going to be a little bit of patience, but there's got to be a method, I think, in being able to build trust with him, and him build trust with us if it's him.
You kept it there at the end to kick the field goal, even though it was one game.
You know what? It's that's an interesting question. I wasn't, because I didn't even think about that, because you get so, you're trying to win the game, so you don't even think about it. It would have been weird to do that, because you're kicking a field goal to lose, you know. So, so that's why I'm kind of glad it didn't cross my mind, because you guys would be crushing the hell out of me.
What about the 50-yarder though that you passed on fourth down?
So that goes back to last week too, and so Tabes and I, every week we come out to that number. And you know, for us, that we were 2 yards. Those are the ones when you're 2 yards past the number that he gives you at halftime. You really want to take a chance and kick it, but we're testing ourselves, meaning Tabor and myself, sticking to that number that we talk about before the game and at halftime. We have to stick to that. And so if that's where he feels we were essentially, to get long story longer, we were basically playing it like a game. And if that was in a game in week three, we weren't going to kick that field goal there. That's just where we were at. That depth was just 2 yards outside of where what our number was.
The alternative now is somebody who hasn't been here, who hasn't worked with your guys.
Yeah.
What value do you put on just knowing Eddie, you know, knowing how he responds to coaching, just your experience with him, as opposed to a guy that you'd be getting cold?
Right. No, with Eddie's situation, he's been with us now for a while. He's had a lot of kicks. He's been through a lot of different challenges that we've given him. And to his credit, he's worked through and fought through all that. No matter how we handled it, however we decided to handle it, the way we went, he got through it all. And I told you guys that the true test is going to be the games in the preseason. And I don't know his exact numbers, but I think he missed, one field goal?
3 kicks overall.
But, yeah, one extra point and one field goal. And then he hit the 58-yarder, and I think their guy missed an extra point tonight the same direction. So, and he's been – that. I was with him in Kansas City. He's a good kicker, and he's been kicking for a while. So, So to go back to your question, there is some. I mean, that would be a major concern. I think if you go get somebody to come in here that's never kicked in here or doesn't have that experience, we've fought through to this point right now, and you know, I like where he's at. We'll discuss it and decide, is that the route we want to go? And if it is, then we just need to have a little bit of patience. But I'll go back to, I want to see a great success story from this kid, and I think hopefully we all do. And he hopes, hopefully, you know, he's somebody that we end up going with, and then we stick with, and then he wins us games. But you know, the next couple of days here, a lot of stuff can happen, so you just never know. So I hate to say, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, no problem. See you.
All right, so there's Matt Nagy, and you heard what I thought was a pretty thoughtful response to...
You don't like it, though.
Rich Campbell. Well, no, there's a difference between the coaching stuff, which I'll get to in a second, but I was just pointing out the answer he gave to the last question that you referenced earlier, which to me certainly read like they're going to keep Eddie Pinheiro, leaving the door open just because you never know what's going to happen, who might become available. You know, you might get a trade offer out of nowhere that you like. I don't know why, but I think Eddie's going to be kicking next Thursday.
Yeah. Justin Tucker, you want him? Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
What trade do you your need? Second round pick for Justin Tucker?
No problem.
Yeah, so back to the coaching thing real quick. I'm not going to harp on this because I'm not taking it that seriously, but I do. Whew. I understand where Nagy's coming from when he says we got to coach like it's the regular season. I think in a grand scheme, spending the preseason coaching like it's a game is a good thing to do habitually to get you ready. Now, I do think there should be certain exceptions, like getting your biggest weakness every opportunity possible to kick. And so if it's really 2 yards, I don't think you need to treat it like it's week three of the regular season, which is specifically what he referenced. I think you need to treat it like it's week four of the preseason, because that's what it is. And let me give you an example of how I'm going to call Nagy out here for a little bit of hypocrisy, because if it was week three of the preseason, you'd be calling the plays, not Dave Ragone. So it's not exactly week three of the regular season here. They are treating it like a preseason game, and I do think you can stretch your distance a little bit to get the guy a kick, because I count a missed opportunity last week and 3 missed opportunities tonight. One of them being the dumbass penalty they had right before halftime, which cost them a field goal, so that's not on the coaching. That just happened.
Yes.
But between that penalty... The fourth down conversion, the field goal last week, and in what my opinion is, you kick the field goal at the end of the game. You simulate like you're down to... crowd.
You're not. You would.
The crowd is
attention,
here.
Everybody in Soldier Field.
You do that
Field.
In practice all the time.
All 10,000 of you.
You do that in practice.
Stop
all
doing
the, time.
The wave.
Now, in
we need you to make this feel like the Cody Parkey kick against the Eagles.
All right, in your defense, there were like 7 people left in the building at
yes.
that point. So
yes, and they did do the wave. The wave happened here.
Did they do the wave backwards? Who does it clockwise? You always start to your right. You don't start to your left.
I saw it once, and I just, yeah.
I'm okay. Fired up.
I just think there's some, we bring in some preseason energy.
I'm in regular season form here. Let's bring on the Packers, week one.
Oh, it's about time. It's about
Should
time.
We hear from Eddie Pinheiro?
I guess so.
I guess so. That's not very convincing.
Do it. Play him. It's the only story today.
Eddie Pinheiro after the game.
Eddie, after that first kick, your coach seemed to come up to you. Was he comforting you? What was he saying to you?
Yeah, he just told me to just bounce back, keep my head up, and just bounce back.
Eddie, what did happen on the extra point?
Just missed it.
Kicked it, hit it wrong? Or?
Just missed it.
And you came back and you hit the next two
yeah.
goals. That has to make you feel pretty confident.
Yeah, just bouncing back from that miss and showing him that I can bounce back. That was the biggest thing.
Which how important is it, Coach Nagy always talks about, he wants to see how people respond
yeah.
to adversity, but how important is it to make the next kick?
Yeah, I mean, he's always told me, you know, just you miss one, just bounce back, and that's what I try to do. I try to bounce back from that miss. And yeah.
Were you actually happy to try some of these given the wind tonight? It looked like it was
yeah.
swirling around on you.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was pretty windy, but I mean, professional athlete, you got to put it through the upright. So.
Do you think he did enough to be the Bears starting kicker week one?
I hope so. It's up to them, not up to me. So,
Eddie, there was also a chance for you to kick a couple more tonight,
yeah.
one right before halftime, and then I think he went for a fourth down mm-hmm. play. I mean, were you hoping to get even more opportunities then?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to get as many kicks as I possibly can in that stadium and try to learn the stadium and learn the winds and stuff like that. But, I mean, yeah.
Were you finding out as the, when once you got here, was the game back going, how the wind is different here?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, yeah, just in pregame warm-up, just seeing the wind and just playing a different ball and just working out with Coles and trying to figure out a game plan. That's really what it is, a game plan to kick. So.
Do you come down here for practice?
Yeah.
Do you come down here to practice during the week?
We tried to last week, but it didn't work out for us, but let's see what happens this week.
Will you do that during the season, though?
I would like to, yeah. That would be nice. If we're allowed to, yes.
Overall, just how do you think you handled this from day one, LCAs all the way to now?
Yeah, I mean, felt like I gave it all I got, and I mean, it's just up to them now, and hopefully I'm here week one, so that'll be nice.
How will you approach the next couple of days?
Just get some treatment, do some Normatec, stretch, and get my mind off things.
What kind of treatment do you have to have?
I get in the cold tub. I do everything that regular guys do. I'm not injured or anything like that.
Okay.
If that's what you're trying to say.
And previous kickers that have had success have come down here on Thursdays or Fridays to kick.
Mm-hmm.
Something you could probably do to help your cause.
Yeah, that's a big thing. I mean, hopefully if I'm here week one, I would love to come down in the stadium and get some kicks and just start getting used to it. It's just about getting used to the stadium. It's just different from every other stadium I've played in. So,
Eddie, how feeling you'll be here?
Say it again?
Got feeling you'll like this team?
I hope so.
Eddie, how would you describe what the last, you know, 6 weeks or so have been?
Being mentally tough, not letting little things get to me, and just kick the ball and try to put it through the uprights, and that's what I'm here to do, and just trying to make everybody happy. So.
Two more.
So you're having a conversation with Ryan Succop after the game there. Did he have a message for you or anything?
Yeah, he did. Just told me to just keep my head up and just make kicks, and you know, it's not the easiest place to kick, but just got to keep going forward. So.
Last one. Go from last week to that 58-yarder, they're all celebrating Point
yeah.
I could ride all that out. And what was your teammates' reaction on this?
I mean, my teammates' reaction, everybody just said, keep your head up. I mean, just bounce back, and that's what I try to do. I bounce back. I hit the 3 field goals and couldn't have done anything else. So
Eddie Pinheiro didn't want to talk about the miss too much, just said he missed it. Did say that he wants to practice here at Soldier Field this coming week,
yes.
If he's on the team.
Yes, yes.
So we got to call up Sarah Ginger, get the helicopter fired up.
Is that pretty good? How is that?
We got to add the helicopter sound to the soundboard.
No, we should bring the MASH theme. They got the helicopters going in there.
It is, you know, just hearing Eddie talk there, though, multiple times referencing how hard it is to kick here, it's pretty obvious that's still an issue for him. that he doesn't quite feel comfortable at Soldier Field.
Well, the only way to get comfortable with it is by getting the police caravan again and going down.
Whatever it takes.
Yes, coming downtown and doing it.
We saw Hallis Hall today. It looks incredible. They put all this money into it. Don't they have some kind of transportation that they can get their kicker to the field during the week?
Well, that's what it was. They got the police escort.
Whatever. Police escort, helicopter, seaplane. You can land right here at Burnham Harbor.
There you go.
You know, whatever you want to do. Police.
I like that. Because they're not too far from the lake in Lake Forest.
No.
Seaplane land here. Yes. That's a great idea.
Do whatever it takes.
They should even just take a boat. A boat could be faster than Chicago traffic.
The boat takes longer than you think.
Well, I know.
But it would be faster than
the Chicago traffic.
Depending on what kind of horsepower you have.
Yes, yes. But
get one of those boats with the 400-300 horsepower motors on the back.
Right. But this does seem like it's going to be part of the process, an earlier part of the process than it was last year when you had WGN, Sarah up in the air.
Yeah.
You know, call.
Hey, we're treating it.
Calling
like
out the play-by-play, you know, from the sky.
That was
for Cody Parkey.
That's awesome. I love that happened.
Yes, yes. So maybe Chris Tabor has learned his lesson. I don't know if Jamie Cole's going to be here or not. I think I don't know when this kicking consultant thing runs up. I think that'll be a question come Sunday.
I thought the word was he was here all year.
All year?
I think so.
Really? Okay. Let's confirm that. But we'll see. We shall see. I like, though, again, I want to reiterate this point. It's part of the process, an earlier part of the process. It appears it's not going to be the same midseason issue it was for Cody Parkey, at least having the logistics down for such a manner.
All right. We need to talk about some podcast news before we get out of here. You kind of stirred up the masses on Twitter.
I did.
Right in the middle of the game.
I did.
I thought it was like, this may have been bigger than Adam Schefter tweeting in the middle of the game last week that Andrew Luck was retiring.
I think so. I think so. Wait, what happened?
Well, do you want to explain yourself?
Yes. So, Hogan Johns.
Well, first of all, what you did, you tweeted out the sweet logo.
Isn't that sweet?
If you haven't looked at it, you should go to @AdamJohns on Twitter. I also retweeted it, but I'm trying to find it now. Oh, by the way, coming soon at The Athletic Shy, logo Hogan Johns with a sweet.
So, the podcast is coming to The Athletic. The Athletic has launched all sorts of podcasts and all sorts of sports throughout its now growing app and website. So the Bears were next. And it's going to be us, Adam. Hogan Johns is coming to The Athletic. There still will be a couple free ones out on Apple, iTunes, all that stuff, Spotify, wherever you can get it. But we're going to do an extra one exclusively for The Athletic on Tuesdays during the season.
Yeah. So let me make a couple things clear, because you got everyone thinking I was leaving WGN. I am not leaving WGN.
You are not.
In fact, I'm happy to announce I just signed a new contract with WGN. So that is not the case. Thank you. And I'm very pumped to, as I mentioned the other day, get our season going with Northwestern on Saturday against Stanford. It'll be fun flying out tomorrow morning with the team. So I am not leaving WGN. The podcast is not leaving WGN. Let me make that very clear,
it
too.
Is, yeah.
This is a collaboration between WGN Radio and The Athletic.
A true partnership.
It is. And I'm very pumped about it because we've been talking about this for a while since you made the move in April to go to The Athletic. And the enthusiasm from The Athletic. And, hey, I'll give them the credit. They're the ones that made this new awesome logo.
Sweet.
That I love.
We need shirts.
Yeah. But it's not just me. I need to challenge our listeners to hold you to that. Because you've been telling me for like 2 years you have a guy who can make t-shirts.
Yes, the beer drinking football.
And I haven't seen a damn t-shirt yet.
Well, now we're at a new place.
And now we got
now we got some momentum. And we got this sweet ass logo now.
Right. This logo needs to be on t-shirts immediately.
Okay. Orange t-shirts? Oh, how about black with the orange lettering? Could that work? I'm not sure.
No, I think it needs to be orange because the back of the logo is orange.
Okay. We can make this work.
We start there.
Yes, we can make this work.
So our listeners, don't come to me about t-shirts. Go to John's, flood his inbox and his Twitter and his Instagram and whatever. Get on him about the
business hours only.
All right.
So I'm excited. This is going to be exciting, man.
The way the podcast is going to work, because I want to make this is a little different, and I want to make sure our listeners know what's going on. So, those of you who've been here for a while now. You know that we have... Oh, well, we started at one a week, but I think by year two, we went to post-game episodes after every game. So that's like your Sunday episode. And then usually on Thursdays, we do our preview episode for the week. Those are ones we make our picks. We recap all the news from the week. We get you ready for the game, whoever the Bears are playing. Those two podcasts during the season will still be in the same places you've always had them. Nothing's changing in that regard. Those are your Hogan Johns post-game and preview episodes every single week during the season. Wherever you've been listening to the podcast, whether it's on WGNRadio.com, whether it's on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, wherever, that's still there for you. Our third episode every week, which we started doing last year, and it was successful, so we're going to continue to do it, kind of our midweek episode, is going to be the one that lives on The Athletic. So, those are exclusive to The Athletic subscribers. And if you haven't subscribed yet, I think a lot of you probably have because Adam's moved over there, Adam Johnson's moved over there. But if you have not subscribed yet, you need to go to theathletic.com/HoganJohns. I repeat, theathletic.com/HoganJohns. Because that is where you subscribe, and important people in high places will know that you subscribe because of us and this podcast.
And you get 40% off.
I should have led with that.
40% off.
40% off right now.
Join the world of The Athletic.
And that's for your entire first year, right?
Yes.
The 40% off price. So you subscribe there, theathletic.com/HoganJohns, and they'll know you subscribe because of this podcast, which is great. It's great for the podcast. And it means throughout the season, that's where you can get that bonus episode every single week, which will also feature our friends.
You looking at me?
Yes.
Carlos Santos.
Carlos Santos? No.
Yes. Al Riveron.
Kevin Fishbane.
Kevin Fishbane, Dan Durkin, Dan Pompey. And look, The Athletic is more than just the Chicago Bears. All right? It's more than just Hogan Johns. You subscribe to The Athletic, you get podcasts on every NFL team or most of the NFL teams. You get access to Golden State Warriors coverage. You get access to soccer coverage over in Europe. So come aboard. This is an exciting endeavor, and Hogan Johns is officially excited to be part of it.
We are, and I can't stress that enough. I know people are still struggling kind of with the idea of having to pay for journalism, but you pay for everything else in your life, and a business can't exist if it's just free to everybody. I think that's what our industry is kind of struggling with. So I give The Athletic a lot of credit for their model. It seems to be working. Over 600,000 subscribers right now.
And counting.
And we'll be up to 700,000 by like Monday, now that the podcast news has
absolutely
come out.
Hogan Johns.
So anyway, I realize that this is going to mess with your listening habits a little bit. And not too much, because you're still getting the two episodes you've always come to love during the season, wherever you've been listening to them before. You're just going to have to go to The Athletic app to listen to the Tuesday episodes. But let me tell you, it's a great app. It's easy to find the podcast, and you hit follow. It's the same thing as hitting subscribe, and it pops up in your feed. It's right there for you. It works in your car. It works in your headphones, your AirPods, whatever you use. You're working out. However you listen to your podcast, it works the same way. It's just a different app. And it's exclusive to our Athletic listeners, readers, and I'm excited about this partnership. I think it's going to be awesome for the podcast long term, and we're looking for new and better ways to get you all this Bears content during the season. So what a great time to start this week. Week one.
Packers.
Bears, Packers. Sunday's episode.
100 years.
It's kind of weird. It's coming out on Sunday of Labor Day. But you guys are going to be traveling this weekend. Hopefully this episode gets you to wherever you're going. Sunday we'll have a new episode because the work week doesn't stop for us. Bears practice. You start their Packer week on Sunday. We'll be there. We'll have an episode for you. That one will be the same kind of episode you're always used to on WGN and wherever you listen to your podcasts. And then Tuesday will be our first Athletic episode, exclusive Athletic episode on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, as if we don't have enough exciting things going on for you,
a live show.
Houndstooth. We're kicking off the season. That'll be our preview episode. So, Johns, come with your picks, because it's not just going to be college football. It's going to be the NFL, too.
I can handle the NFL, my
all
friend.
All right?
I'm ready for
the
NFL.
We'll have the crowd make your college picks for you.
That's fine. I am all for that.
Or Kevin Fishman's going to be there. He can jump in
there
and make
go.
Your college
There we go.
Picks.
See, look at this. The Athletic's coming through already.
By the way, The Athletic, you get all the college football coverage you need there.
That is very true. Very true.
Bruce all right.
Feldman, Brian Hamilton, and on and on and on.
Hopefully we explained all that news to you clearly. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we need to get out of here. Cuts are coming. The best part about the Northwestern gig is I don't really have to worry about cut down. I'm just kidding. That's definitely not the best part. But it is a perk. I will be at Stanford. So
I'll be watching Stanford.
Read Johns' coverage at The Athletic for whoever gets cut. And I'll handle it all on Sunday. I'll figure out who's still on the Rooster.
The Rooster. I like that.
That's from Major League, too.
Yes, it is.
All right. Any final thoughts?
No. See you then.
Follow us on Twitter, at Adam Hoge, at Adam Johns. Read us at WGNRadio.com/Bears The Athletic, TheAthletic.com. Go subscribe, TheAthletic.com/HoganJohns. 40% off right now. And again, Tuesday is when our first exclusive Athletic episode will be up there. Please rate and review the podcast and all your other platforms. We're not going anywhere in that regard. Still got that for you there on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, wherever you listen to it. Johns is... Well, I don't know what you're doing.
It won't stop playing.
Okay.
Our intro. Check out the teaser on the Athletic
there
app.
There is. Actually, yes. If you're already a subscriber, you're going to subscribe. There is a teaser up there right now that Johns cannot figure out how to turn off on his phone. Which is really an indictment on you, because it is easy to use.
It is. It's the preseason.
We got to get out of here. Talk to you on Sunday. Enjoy your weekend.
See ya.
Oh, man. We just both need a cheeseburger.